2012-1465, Mirani v. Holder.
What's the name of the case?
It's Mirani v. Holder. Mr. Davidson.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Mark Davidson. I represent Petitioner Sadruddin Mirani. Mr. Mirani is a Pakistani national and a well-known political activist in the Pakistani community of Chicago. He spent more than 30 years being active, helping senators, governors, congressmen, and various agencies, including the Immigration Service and the FBI liaison with the Pakistani community in Chicago. As part of these activities, he attended 30 or so meetings with the Pakistani community subsequent to 9/11, where he was their liaison. As a result, at these meetings, he was sometimes dressed in FBI gear, a hat, a logo, an insignia, such that there began to be rumors within the community that he was perhaps a spy or a U.S. government agent. I would point out that these meetings were attended by thousands of Pakistanis. Mr. Mirani filed for asylum in 2007 along with withholding and CAT. The basis of these applications were both imputed political opinion and membership in a particular social group. He claimed two social groups, one being pro-Western, those being pro-Western, and also that he was viewed as a imputed spy or U.S. government agent. The issue in this case basically comes down to the following. Did the government provide him with a fair hearing and consider his major claim at all, which was whether he will be persecuted if he goes back to Pakistan as a spy or agent of the U.S. government? Preliminarily, we will concede that he did not file the asylum application within 1 year, and there is no change of circumstance. However, he does remain eligible for withholding. Mr. Mirani believes that the BIA and the immigration judge denied his withholding application without considering the main thrust of his case, which was his purported activities as a spy or U.S. government agent. He also argues that both the BIA and the immigration judge failed to consider this group with regard to those similarly situated in Pakistan.
Sure. From what you just said, do you agree that the denial of asylum was appropriate at this point? But
yes, we have conceded that issue.
And so we're only talking about withholding?
Yes.
Okay.
The only analysis of the social group of U.S. government spies, U.S. government agents, basically, was by the immigration judge in a paragraph on Record 125, which is an exceedingly garbled analysis. In short, the judge says, with regard to informants, he has not defined with particularity who members of that group might be. He contends they consist of those who were deported. In this particular analysis and throughout the decision, the immigration judge confuses the identity of the social group with those individuals who might harm Mr. Mirani. I would note that the identity of the social group as a recognizable group was appealed to the BIA. That can be found on record at 6465. The BIA erroneously indicates that the matter was not appealed. That's on record 5. I would like to state that according to very obvious case law, that this is a social group that this court should recognize. It is a group whose members share common characteristics that are fundamental to their individual identity. The common characteristic Mr. Mirani shares is his alleged ties to the U.S. government as a perceived U.S. government spy or agent.
Was the argument made in precisely those terms before the BIA?
Yes.
The social group that you were claiming?
It's on page 6465.
So at those pages of the record, we'll find a description of the social group as those.
It was preliminarily argued in
US
such
spies?
Yeah. It should have been just U.S. government agents.
What? How was it argued? I guess maybe let me ask.
Exactly, U.S. government agents and spies throughout
That's
the proceedings.
The terminology that was used in the BIA.
Yes. I mean, it's simpler if you look at it as U.S. government agents, but the idea being basically people who work for the U.S. government agents, and more specifically, in his case, they thought he was an informant or a spy, so we made it U.S. government agents and spies.
Okay. The requirement of being precise is important in this context. So that the BIA can have an opportunity to specifically address the social group that's being
claimed, and
so that's why I'm asking whether it was phrased in precisely these terms in your brief to the board.
Well, it was always phrased exactly this way. It was phrased exactly this way to the immigration judge. In fact, it was briefed this way. It's always been our position. I would also point out that in Sepulveda versus Gonzalez, this court has recognized very similar social groups, such as former KGB agents and former police or military. It is basically essentially the same group. Additionally, the immigration judge used the wrong legal standard. He required social visibility. That was not specifically appealed to the BIA, but the existence of that social group was the subject of appeal. If this is a recognizable social group, and if the court agrees with that analysis, then the immigration judge's analysis using the wrong legal standard also cannot stand. And as a practical matter, even under the social visibility test, U.S. government agents and spies is a socially visible group in Pakistan. It may be a small one, but everyone in Pakistan is certainly aware of U.S. government representatives there, and they share that common characteristic, and those individuals are in danger. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, neither court analyzes the danger to U.S. government agents in consideration of such matters as relocation, inability of the government to protect, or even general country conditions. The whole analysis by the courts is absent that because the immigration judge rejected the social group, and the BIA simply states, well, it didn't even know that the social group issue was appealed. I would note that essentially that Mr. Narani has made a pattern and practice argument here. He has not been in Pakistan for more than 30 years. You cannot judge what problems he has with relocation or government willingness to protect him without looking at those similarly situated individuals in Pakistan, which was not done because the social group was erroneously rejected. I would also note that Mr. Narani has spent 30 years in the United States in politics. It is a characteristic in which he is imbued, his service to the United States, his service to the FBI. It should not be required. He should not be required, if he goes back to Pakistan, to hide his past. This, in fact, the case law has always held that Christians need not hide their Christian religion if they go back to Pakistan. And because that is their characteristic, that is who they are. And similarly, Mr. Narani should not have to hide it. If you look at individuals who are similarly situated to Mr. Narani, then in fact the immigration judge and the immigration judge failed to do the proper analysis. And since it's a complete failure of law, even under the criminal alien bar, they did not due process to Mr. Narani. And for that purpose, Your Honor, we seek remand.
Thank you. Mr. Mercado Santana.
Thank you, didn't work. May it please the Court, my name is Victor Mercado on behalf of the Attorney General. The petitioner, after a full and fair hearing, failed to establish that he was eligible for withholding of removal. However, given that he was found removable for having committed a crime of moral turpitude, the jurisdiction of this court is limited to review only questions of law or constitutional questions. This petition should be dismissed for lack of jurisdiction to the extent that petitioner argues facts, argues that there is an error in fact but on the decision of the agency. As to the question about whether the agency properly analyzed the particular social group claim, that does present a legal question, and it is our position that the petitioner did not properly challenge the particular social group determination before the agency.
What did he fail to do?
Before the agency?
Yes.
The petitioner failed to properly articulate what is this particular social group, provide the definition, provide the...
What did he say?
At some points, he articulated that he was that he would be seen as, he could be seen as a person that was pro-Western, and he
could you. I don't have, frankly, pages 64 and 65 of the record in
yes.
front of me. Do you?
I do have a copy of that portion of the brief, Your Honor.
And what did he say?
He claims that the group encompasses individuals identified as supportive of the U.S. government against the war of terror, and then he states that that is inclusive of a group of individuals who may be seen as U.S. agents or spies, but he does not provide any.
Okay. What's why is that insufficient?
Your Honor, because the...
To at least get the BIA to address the issue.
Your Honor, it is the burden on the petitioner to establish the elements of his claim, and there are legal standards in order to establish the definition of a particular social group. The petitioner bears the burden of providing the name of the group and providing why that group meets the legal requirements that exist under the law of the BIA as well as the law of this court. This is something that he failed to do in his
government's main argument was they weren't visible, wasn't it? There were just a small number of them that you didn't know who they were or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is something that the immigration judge addressed.
That seems to me rather naive in Pakistan, but I assume everybody knows who the pro-Americans are.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
I say it seems rather naive to make that argument to me.
Well, the...
You mean you're telling me they don't know who the American agents are in Pakistan?
Well, to the extent that is a factual question, that is not within the review of this court. However, it is still the burden of the petitioner to present the legal requirements of the group that he proposes, and that is something that he did not do through his brief before the BIA. In fact, this is very similar to a case from this court, Kiorkis, in which the petitioner articulated fear of persecution from Hezbollah as well from Lebanon, and throughout his case he argued both of them together, as he was a fear of both groups, and this court found that there was no legal error in the way that the agency analyzed his decision on his claim, given that he was presenting both groups together. Here, by looking at the briefs, by the pages 64 and 65, he's presenting both groups, the U.S. agents as being inclusive of people that are pro-Western, and given that at least the IJ provided some analysis to that extent, to the extent that the agency was able to properly to address his claim, there is no error. However, it is our position, first and foremost, that he didn't properly present a proper particular social group before the board. And
I guess I'm still having a little trouble. What more should he have said in order to at least get the BIA to acknowledge the issue and address it?
Your Honor, first of all, I want to clarify that we are not claiming that the petitioner should use any particular words.
Right. In,
but we are asking for him, we were like the board would require that the petitioner presents, provides the definition of the group, provides the explains why the group is a social group with particularity within the relevant society.
I don't understand what's missing. People who are perceived to be agents of the U.S. government. Why? What's missing from that?
Your Honor, there he should establish how the group is could be socially visible in the society, which is I understand it is.
It's by definition those who are perceived in the society to be agents of the U.S. government.
Can you repeat again, Your Honor?
It seems to be defined in such a way that it assumes visibility, those perceived to be U.S. government agents.
Yes, Your Honor. But the petitioner still failed to present a proper legal argument before the board for the board to analyze the issues presented.
I'm asking you what's missing. It seems to me a perfectly reasonable definition of likely targets for retaliation. Visibility is assumed in that definition. What's missing?
Well, Your Honor, it is, he should be able to provide some sort of the group must be as narrowly defined as possible. And he states in his brief that he doesn't. He kind of narrowly defined the group other than provide such a.
But that isn't the reason the BIA neglected to or simply didn't address the claim. That they thought he had waived it by not raising it, and apparently it was raised. So they didn't address the merits of it at all.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you've moved into a merits argument.
Yes, Your Honor. And if that goes to the alternative argument is that even if there was a legal error in the board's failure to analyze the particular social group claim that petitioner presents, the board did not need to reach the particular social group claim because he still failed to establish the remaining facts that he must tell that there is a clear probability that he will be.
Well, we don't decide that as the first instance, though. We'd have to remand it to the board to decide that because the board simply said it wasn't raised.
Yes, that is correct, Your Honor. However, in this case, given that he wasn't able to prove all the other parts of his claim, remand will be futile because he will still be unable to establish the rest of the elements necessary in order to prove that he is entitled to protection under withholding of removal. And then in addition, Your Honor, the petitioner does make several claims regarding jurisdiction regarding factual questions challenging the way that the agency gave to the evidence presented because of the criminal alien bar, Your Honor, the petitioner those factual questions to the extent that they merely challenge the balancing of the facts by the agency. They're not within the jurisdiction of this court, Your Honor.
Counsel, could you remind me, what was the crime of moral turpitude here?
Oh, it was a crime of fraud.
Immigration fraud?
Yes, he was convicted for providing false documents in support of application for adjustment of status the year before he commenced working with DHS in promoting the NCRS program. And
it doesn't sound like it was all that awful if they were working with him for years afterwards.
Yes, Your Honor, it is. But
and we're talking 10 years later now, right?
Well, he applied in 2002, and then he started working with DHS in 2003. The conviction he wasn't convicted until 2006. Okay. No, 2007, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And therefore, Your Honors, if this court doesn't have any additional questions, we would like to request for the court to deny the petition for review. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson, you've got a minute left.
I'm sorry.
You've got 1 minute left.
Very briefly, even under the criminal alien bar, this is a legal issue. They didn't consider the social group of U.S. government spies and agents at all. They didn't consider that social group in Pakistan, which is most important. When you're doing a social group analysis, you have to look at what that danger is to that group in Pakistan, and there was evidence presented on that subject.
Put in some expert testimony about that.
There was expert testimony on that. Additionally, whether he was known in Pakistan or not at the present time, he had not been there for 30 years. The key issue is he's imbued with these personal characteristics, just as a Christian is imbued with their Christianity. And
well, that's not the greatest analogy. We'll get to that in the next case, I think. But I thought your better analogies are with, in essence, people who have a history. They can't rewrite their history of ties to various governments or regimes.
I think the point is he is who he is. And for that, he's got to be compared to those of the same ilk in his country in order for proper analysis to be done. In any event, Your Honor, we seek remand. Thank you.
Thank you. Our thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.